Hello, this is Lenny.
Hi Lenny, this is Ethan. How are you today?
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
Oh, this is Ethan, sir. How are you today?
Yes.
So, I gave you a call in regards of educational debt relief programs. By any chance, have you been notified?
Oh, good. Yes.
You have been notified, is that correct? Or
Oh, yes. Someone did say last week, no, someone did call last week about the same thing. Was that you?
maybe some people might have called you, but I did not call you. I can assure you that. But have you been notified about the current changes?
Yes. Sorry, what was your name again?
Ethan. Ethan.
Well, it's funny that you should call because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week, and she is very smart. I'll give her that because she was the first in the family to go to university, and she passed with distinctions. We're all quite proud of her. Yes. So she was saying that I should look into this sort of thing. So what more can you tell me about it?
Is she currently in school or has she graduated?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again?
Is she currently in school or has she graduated?
Sorry, again.
Is she out of school?
Could you say
She's
that
done with her
again, please?
is she done with her educations? Is she done with her educations?
Yes.
Okay, sir. So, what was the email that you used to register for her FAFSA account?
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
I'm calling with Data Sister. We're a third-party document processing team. We help borrowers like you to get a relief on their educational loans.
Well, here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. But yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week. Now, that happens. But that really hurt, and sometimes in family, these things are quite important. They're more important than any job or phone call or whatever it is.
So, sir, I'm not trying to pitch you or anything, okay? So, the reason, like I said, why I need your email is to pull up your files and see your outstanding loans, and I'll transfer you to my senior loan advisor for them to give you more numbers so you can talk about numbers with him.
Well, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm on the line. Am I not audible for you?
Oh, yes. Sorry, this is I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not so good. Yes. Sorry, what were you saying again?
So I need your email to pull up your FSA account, your federal student aid account.
Well, with the world finances the way they are, I know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean, how is this going to how is this going to work?
So, sir, my senior loan advisor would tell you about the numbers in detail, but I'll be the one that's going to pull up your file and see if you could qualify for this program. So I need your basic information, like your email.
Good. I mean, you have been very patient with an old man here. It's something that I've been told that I should be looking at. My third eldest, Larissa, I think I mentioned Larissa before. Yes. She says that I should be going for something like this. You know, what is most appropriate for the time and I guess whatnot. Sorry, could you just hang on for one second here? Hang on. Yes. So, sorry about that.
No worries,
sorry,
sir.
What were you saying?
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye,
no.
Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. We've known each other for so long.
Get it now, you dumb fuck.